Okay, well, last night's council meeting, council gave the first reading of a resolution authorizing the village's participation in the Ohio Department of Administrative Services Cooperative Purchasing Program for 2025. This is through the state of Ohio's state purchasing program and allows us to reap the benefits of the program by realizing the benefits and cost savings of buying goods and services through state contracts. We can buy limited quantities of equipment or materials at bulk rates based on the state's bidding process, and that helps us to avoid incurring additional costs that are associated with us doing the bidding process. So it ends up saving us money in the long run when we buy equipment or vehicles for the village. So council gave the first reading of that resolution. Council also gave the first reading of a resolution authorizing the sale of excess personal property by internet auction. For some time now, we have sold excess personal property on the internet by a website called govdeals.com. And what govdeals.com is an internet site for the sale of governmental surplus equipment, where communities can list their excess equipment on the site, set a minimum bid limit, set terms and conditions of a sale, and set an auction length, and then bidders can easily register and bid on the equipment of their choice, and allows us to utilize that process rather than going through an open bidding process. But the Ohio Revised Code requires us to pass a resolution each year authorizing the sale through the internet auction. So council went ahead and gave the first reading of that resolution at last night's council meeting. Council also appointed a council president for 2025. We always appoint a council president who acts as the mayor when the mayor is unable to perform his duties. And this year, Kurt Albers was chosen to be the council president for 2025 for the village. Council also appointed two representatives from council to the Volunteer Firefighters Dependents Fund Board. This is a board that is set up in case there is an accident or a death of a firefighter. And the two members that will serve on this committee for the Village Council are Nicole Clooney and Josh Osterloh. And finally, Council appointed Taylor West as the Village's new fiscal officer. She replaces Tricia Ledoux, who resigned to take another position. Taylor is currently the Village of Cartersville's fiscal officer and will join the Village of Minster on January 20th, and she will be paid $58,000 a year to assume that role.